A leader can define or clarify goals by issuing a memo or an executive order, an edict or a fatwa or a tweet, by passing a law, barking a command, or presenting an interesting idea in a meeting of colleagues. Leaders can mobilize people's energies in ways that range from subtle, quite persuasive, to the coercive threat or the use of deadly force. Sometimes a characteristic leader, such as Martin Luther King Jr., can define goals and mobilize energies through rhetoric and the power of example. We can think of leadership as a spectrum in terms of both visibility and the power the leader wields. On one end of the spectrum, we have the most visible, authoritative leaders like the President of the United States, or the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, or a dictator, such as Hitler or Gaddafi. At the opposite end of the spectrum is casual, low-key leadership, found in countless situations every day around the world, leadership that can make a significant difference to the individuals whose lives are touched by it. Over the centuries, the first kind, the out-in-front, authoritative leadership, has generally been exhibited by men. Some men in positions of great authority, including Nelson Mandela, have chosen a strategy of leading from behind. More often, however, top leaders have been quite visible in their exercise of power. Women, as well as some men, have provided casual, low-key leadership behind the scenes. But this pattern has been changing as more women have taken up opportunities for visible, authoritative leadership.